Good morning, fellow sojourners. It is the 6th of November 2023, and today's teaching is titled Taste and See. Psalm 34, verse 8 reads, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. This verse has always intrigued me for two reasons. The first is that it's somewhat of a bit of a riddle for me, particularly, because the usual order of things is that we usually see with one's eyes that which you want to taste. And yeah, they put it the other way around. In the world of advertising, companies spend millions on marketing to make their products look appealing so that people will buy them and try them. But of course, seeing in this context of the verse is knowing, and specifically knowing that God is good. And when we look at the definition of taste in the dictionary, it reads having experience of. And so this verse is literally an invitation for us to experience that God is, or at least experience God's, that we know that he is good. It goes on to say that he who trusts in him is blessed. And that in itself speaks of our testimony, because most testimonies, in fact, all of them, once we have tried and we speak here of tasting by putting our trust in God, then we are blessed and then we know for a fact that he is good. Not only because of what we get from him, but in general, we are blessed just because we know him. But I can tell people about Jesus every minute of the day, but it will always be a secondary experience for them until they experience it for themselves. How many times have you heard people describe something to you? It could have been an experience, a taste, a smell, a sight, or even a sound. And you can conjure up something in your mind, an idea in your mind of what they are talking about based on their description. But I can tell you now that it will never be identical to their actual experience. It's hearsay, and it's a secondary experience. For example, I've seen pictures, as I'm sure you have, of the Eiffel Tower, and I've heard people describe it. Heck, I've even seen it in videos and on TV, but until I stood before it myself, I could never fully grasp its size, beauty, and its magnificence. Another example is one where my nephew was a little small boy, and he heard me telling somebody that I don't want to chop onions because it makes me cry. And being the superhero that he was, he insisted that he would not cry. And so, of course, we had to try it. I don't think I need to tell you what the outcome was. But you see, until he tried it for himself, he would never believe what he was hearing. And that's the same for people that hear our testimonies. What I love about this verse is that it doesn't give any alternatives to the outcome when we choose to taste. The outcome is always that God is good. And so if we can just get to a place where we taste, it will always be good. You see, nobody wants to eat or try anything that is bad. We'd spit it out or leave it. And I have first-hand experience of this. A couple of weeks ago, two of my college mates insisted that I try this new snack that they absolutely love. They called it a Chinese fruit. And by the way that they were punting it, I could tell that I was going to be a part of an experiment. And you know me, I've got to try everything. And so I did. I tried it. At first, it was novel and it was a bit of a strange taste, but before long, a sourness that I honestly could not describe in words grabbed hold of my taste buds and I spat it out. And I can tell you now that if anybody ever in the future tries to give me a Chinese fruit again, I will never ever fall for that one. But conversely, when we eat something we enjoy, we want more of it and we can even get to a place where we crave it. Earlier, I mentioned that the verse I quoted intrigued me for two reasons. Well, the second reason is because I wanted to know how to make others want to taste, which means experience, and see, which means know, that God is good. I know that he's good, and most of you know that he's good, but I want the rest of the world to know as well. And so how do I get them to that place? It reminded me of a lesson I used to teach at confirmation. And we're talking teens here, so probably 14, 15, up to the age of 17-year-olds. And I wanted to demonstrate this point to them. And so I made my way to China Mall, and I was so fascinated to find that I could get sweeties that looked just like Smarties, except that they were super sour. Geez, as I'm reading this, I'm just thinking that this is probably payback what I experienced last week for what I did to these kids. But anyway, let me carry on. I poured them into a Smarties box, and in class, I decanted them into a glass jar in the middle of the class. I first got one or two students to describe what a Smartie was like them for them, and then I told them that these were not regular Smarties, but in actual fact, super sour. Not one of them believed me. Even after getting one student to try and confirm the difference, and believe me, his face spoke absolute volumes, they still didn't believe me because they thought that I'd put him up to it. And so until the rest of them, the whole lot of them, had tried for themselves, they would not believe. And that's what we're talking about here. Even though our testimonies are a powerful tool to make people interested and want more, we all have to experience God's goodness for ourselves. Last week, I spoke about being a fragrance that draws people to God. In John 4, verse 14, it says, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of living water springing up into eternal life." That first section, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst." Remember earlier, I told you that once we taste something good, we often crave it. Here it's speaking of the fact that once we have experienced God, that we will never ever crave again. We will never thirst again. Once we drink God's living water through being born again, we will never thirst again. And so, even though in the natural our souls can fluctuate, in the spirit, as we walk in the spirit, we will constantly be satisfied because we are filled with the fruits of the spirit. And there we're speaking of love, joy, peace, and you can read the rest of those in Galatians. But not only are we filled, but through intimacy with God, that living water, which is the life of God, will flow out of us. And this is what makes the world want to taste and see. As we model it, and they will want to try it. They will want to be in relationship with God. And once they've experienced it, they will go on to get others hungry for them to taste, and that means experience, and see, which means know that God is good. I pray that this week, as you go into this week, that you will be a model for others to see, so that they too will want to taste and see that God is good. Have a blessed week, and we'll chat again soon. Goodbye.